Mostly it's just locals who it's their one chance to go out and blast as much as they can.
A record number of cyclists swarmed the Haines Highway this weekend for an international bike race. And the winner of Skagway's first ever marathon shares how he won by nearly an hour. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. What do cruise ship passengers think of Haines? That answer will cost about $20,000 of cruise ship head tax money. Haines Borough Assembly gave the okay on Tuesday night for the borough to work with Juno's McDowell Group, the researchers behind the recent Haines household survey. This time around, they aren't trying to figure out what residents think. They want to know what visitors think when they dock in Haines. Borough Manager Mark Ernest explained at this week's regular meeting.
What are the reasons? What did you like? What would you like to have? You know, those types of questions so we can do a better job of attracting additional cruise ships to call on.
Residents in attendance Tuesday night and some assembly members wanted to know more.
Wayne Hirsch is my name, and I wanted to know what's $20,000, what we're going to study about the cruise ship passengers. I mean, what is there to study about passengers?
Haines Tourism Director Tanya Carlson.
It is to get the feel of what the cruise passengers see when they come here, because we can look outside and say, oh, well, we don't need this, or you know, they'll do fine without that, but what they feel is completely different from what we as residents think are needed or what they can do with and what they can do without. And, you know, as Mark said, is we're trying to get more cruise traffic here because we really need more cruise ships.
The department already has some basic information on what tourists want, but borough officers said that an outside agency independent of the Haines Borough was needed to lend professionalism and credibility to the resulting data, which will be shared with the cruise industry.
Well, you know, the things that we need to improve on, that's what the cruise lines are going to be looking at is, you know, are we taking it seriously? Do we really want their business? What are we doing to change it? And what kind of things are we investigating to make those changes? And so this is one of the investigating avenues that we can follow.
McDowell Group has conducted hundreds of tourism-related studies, including ones like the Haines Plan in Anchorage, Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka, and Icy Strait Point. They're also carrying out research in Skagway this summer for the Alaska Visitor Statistics Program. That happens every few years for the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. The Haines Assembly has shown support for the cruise industry in recent moves, committing significant resources towards improving facilities that benefit cruisies and supporting a new cruise line marketing effort called Backroads Alaska to bring cruise traffic to second-tier southeast ports like Haines. The study will have two parts. One survey will poll 200 people from cruise ships docked in Haines over the season. The other will survey people visiting Haines from Skagway-based ships. Cruise ship head tax money pays for the research, tagged at $19,900. That includes design, fielding, data processing, analysis, and reporting. The Borough Assembly's resolution that allows the survey to move forward passed 4-1 Tuesday night, with Assemblyman Rossman opposed. Skagway runners won the first ever marathon in their hometown, despite losing the men's and women's half marathon titles to Whitehorse athletes the same day. And the overall winner, who took the lead by nearly one full hour, a former Panther.
It was pretty fun. I wouldn't have it anywhere else.
Skagway High School 2010 graduate Quinn Weber won the men's marathon in 3 hours, 6 minutes, and 24 seconds, an impressive time for such a hilly course. Regardless of what kind of shape Weber says he's in.
I'd actually kind of been in my off season, so I wasn't in the best shape for it. But I don't know, I really liked the distance, and it really suited me well, and I really like running on the hills, so I don't think that slowed down my time too much.
Weber ran at Skagway School and now runs for the Colorado School of Mines in Golden, Colorado. He competes in cross-country and distance track. His typical race is long, but still much shorter than a marathon.
This is my first marathon. It's fun. I like it because you don't have to run too fast and it's still really hard.
This was Skagway's first marathon, too. It was organized by the Convention and Visitors Bureau, led by Buckwheat Donahue.
I've been in communication with the people from Whitehorse, and they want to help me get better timing equipment and things like that because I was just going off the stopwatch, right, and just shouting out the times. And so we'll make some improvements for next year.
It wasn't the photo finish runners might have expected from a marathon, with the lone buckwheat plus stopwatch arriving from working the course to the end just in time to greet the first half marathoner across the line.
Oh yeah, I was when the guys from the half marathon were coming to the finish line, I was the only one there, and I was just sitting on the back of my truck. And as they came by, gave them their times and told them that they'd finished first and second, and congratulations. And but they liked the low key finish. They liked the low key aspect of this event, they said.
The Skagway Marathon is certainly more low key than others, but it's also quite challenging. Hills covered about 21 out of 26 of the miles.
Then they started talking about Quinn, and they said that he was keeping an incredible pace. And they didn't even know about the last series of hills, including the 1,000-foot vertical rise on the West Creek Road.
Weber says he worked through the hills with tunes and his home turf advantage.
It wasn't too difficult because I knew all the mile markers because it's on, I actually live out that road, so it was running on home turf. And so I was singing to myself a lot. And for the first 6.5 miles, I ran with two Canadian fellows. But yeah, I ended up finishing 50-some minutes ahead of second place. For the rest of the part, I just sang.
Skagway's Mindy Miller won the women's marathon in 4 hours, 48 minutes, and 22 seconds. About 50 runners entered Saturday's races altogether, 28 from Skagway, 3 from Haines, 7 from Whitehorse, and 8 from farther-flung locations.
I hope we end up drawing more people to it. I mean, we had more than we expected, but more the merrier.
The biggest local bike race of the year officially can't get any bigger. Race registration for the Kalani Chilkat International Bike Relay closed with a record number of teams planning to ride this year. That's more than 1,170 riders going all or part of the way from Haines Junction to Haines on bicycles this Saturday.
So originally, we had limited it to 85 eight-person teams, and we had a request, several requests, so we finally upped that to 95. And I think we're at 95.
Judy Ewald is a Haines-based organizer of the Border Crossing Relay Race, which has taken place annually for the past 18 years. The race course is the 148 miles from Haines Junction, Yukon, to Haines, Alaska. Teams have 2, 4, or 8 cyclists.
Yeah, we used to have maybe 170 teams total, and it was over 100 of them would be 8-person teams. And then we had only 2s and 4s would make up the difference. 4s really grew, and they actually almost matched the number of 8-person teams. But this year we have over 50-something solos, which is a record number of solo riders.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's gotten more cutthroat, says Ewald.
I'm not sure we're getting professional. We get more competitive, and then some of them show up and realize it's sort of a laid-back race, and we don't necessarily see the real competitive people the second year because of that. When the only prize you get is a little ribbon, it's a long ways to come if you're real competitive for that. Mostly it's just locals who it's their one chance to go out and blast as much as they can.
And more locals than ever are riding this year. 16 Haines teams is a record, and then there are 4 Skagway teams. More than 160 out of 275 total teams are from Whitehorse.
In Haines, we have solo riders, at least 2, I think, this year, including the borough manager. So come cheer him on.
Riders need to make sure they're wearing their bib numbers when riding, get to their transitions early, and carry their passports. There are some tips to speed up border traffic this year after wait times crossing back into the U.S. last year peaked at 2 hours.
The best thing the drivers of the cars can do is have every ID for everyone in their vehicle in their hand when they pull up to the customs officer. This year, they've got everybody that's working at the border station will be working that day. Just really, the drivers have to cooperate and be ready for them.
Spectators can watch the top riders come in at the downhill side of the parade grounds in Haines, Fort Seward, around 2 p.m. on Saturday.
The finish line's really exciting, especially for the first 10 teams in, because they can be bunched. So they're racing hard to get there.
Or you can actually watch from within the race.
Actually, we could use 1 or 2 more volunteers. Marion Carlson's in charge of a group up at the summit, and she could use 1 or 2 more people to help her. And Tommy Scoville's in charge at Cluckwan, the big pull-off with the restrooms and stuff, and she could use 1 or 2 more if someone wants to come out and help. you need to call them first and see what time and if they still do need people.
And for drivers, organizers say to be cautious if you're supporting the race. And if you're not in the race but plan to drive, you might want to reconsider that. There are early morning road closures near Haines Junction on Saturday and lots of traffic throughout the day.
Be aware, there's a whole lot of bikers and a lot more vehicles on the road than you usually see. The bikes, especially from about 25 mile to 5 mile, they don't have a bike lane. They've got a white line they're going to try and ride on, but there's only like a foot at the most between it and the gravel. And that foot is not in good shape. A lot of times it's got chuck holes in it. So they're going to be in the southbound lane a little bit. The cars coming south will be swinging wide to avoid them. So you want to try and, you know, give them a break too when you meet cars. Try to move over as far as you can to the right if you're going north especially.
The 19th annual Kalani Chilkat International Bike Relay, or KCIBR for short, has nearly 1,200 cyclists riding from Haines Junction to Haines this Saturday. That includes teams from all over the Yukon Territory and Southeast Alaska, plus Anchorage, Fairbanks, Quebec, Ontario, BC, Alberta, Northwest Territories, Colorado, and Idaho. More information is on the race website, kcibr.org. Or just type the words Chilkat Bike in your search engine to get there. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS.